Well, obviously he's a big part of the offense, but that's no excuse. We have plenty of other guys that can step up and make plays, and we just didn't get it done on offense in that second half. It certainly affected us, but we still got 11 guys on the field even after he was down, and we got to find ways to, convert third downs and get the ball moved and then score. When we did drive the ball, we ended up getting a field goal blocked, and, that would have gone a long way to setting us up and padding our lead at that point.
What did he came back for one play, and then he fumbled, and then he went out? What was the reason?
Well, he came. He was cleared to come back in, but he just wasn't. He just didn't feel like he could explode off of his off of that leg. And he was testing it on the sideline. If he was able to go, we were going to try to get him back in the game. But at that point, and then after the fumble, it just didn't make any sense for him to get back out there after that.
How big is your concern? Is that injury?
Oh, all injuries are a big concern. We'll just wait and see what the tests and everything else. But he felt good enough that we're able to put him back in the game. He didn't feel good enough that he was able to finish the game. So I think you need to consider both of those things.
Is he getting an MRI?
I'm sure he'll get. Yeah, I'm sure we'll go through every fine tooth comb on everything. I mean, he's an important player to us. We'll certainly do every test that we can. Yeah, I mean, he was untouched. Last week they had really good pressure in the C-gap and almost blocked one, and we put too much emphasis down in that, well, not the C-gap, but the tight end wing gap, and we let the guy off the edge get in there. It wasn't a good day for our field goal unit. We missed the one in the first half and then came back with that one and got blocked, and in a tight ball game like that, that might have been the difference.
The penalties, Jim, in the second half,
well, the last one obviously hurt us because we were in a situation where we were trying to hold them right out of field goal range, and that dynamic changes a lot. If we can hold them to a field goal, and then our offense is coming back on, only needing a field goal to win it. But obviously, that was a tough one. Bentley panicked. The guy got in behind the ball, went in the air, and thought he was in position. If he just turned around and found the ball, that he could have made that play. I'm trying to think of the other one. Oh, that use of pass interference. Yeah, with hands to the face, a lot of times if your hand gets in there, you got to just get it back off. I didn't see it on the sideline. I know they called it, and usually they call it if you get your hand in there and then you don't bring it back out. So until I see the film, I really don't know. But, that's the way that'll get called. Generally, they don't call it just for a hands to the face. It's an extended play, and if that happened, then we deserve to get called for it.
What can you do, or would you do as a point of emphasis with the penalty situation as a coach?
Well, I think, you got to look at the penalties. I mean, those are guys out there trying. It's not, again, in our situation, if they were a bunch of, unsportsmanlike after the whistle plays or, false starts or stuff like that, I think that obviously there's stuff that you can do that way. But in the game, when you talk about pass interference and holding and anything else, it's generally just a player either having bad technique or being in a bad position. And I think in those cases I'm talking blind on Willie's, but I know for Bentley that was the case. Front seven on defense. I don't think we stopped the run as well as we can. They were getting it up in there a few times, and we threw them for some lost yardage runs, but I think we can play better up there. They were throwing the ball awful quick. It was tough to get to them. I thought we affected the pass a couple times. The interception, Sue was bearing down on the quarterback, and he threw quick, and we ended up making that play. So there were some good things, but we can also play better up there. He's an important player to us. He was a difference maker last week, but again, we still have 11 on the field. They got to step up and they got to make plays. We were prepared for it. We knew going into the week there's a possibility of him not playing. We held out hope until the last day. He wasn't able to answer, but we have other players to go in there and play.
When you got the ball with about 5 minutes left in the game, is this the kind of offense that you expect to be able to move the chains and basically win the game by pushing it downfield?
Yeah, I mean, that would have been the biggest thing. We were backed up at that point, and, you know, we needed at least a couple first downs. And, you know, we weren't able to get any, and then had to get the ball back to the Cardinals. I thought Sam made a great punt at that point to at least give us a chance to play a little bit of defense. But we didn't get it done on defense after that either. You know, they were able to drive down to the field goal range right on that fringe, and then they made the play that got it down to the one, and they ended up scoring.
You guys had three timeouts and 53 seconds at the end of the first half, and decided not to to be aggressive there. What went into that?
Well, the first play it might not look like it was aggressive play, but all our plays are designed to work. And if we could have got a first down at that point, we could have rolled, but. You know, there's another side to that, too. You know, you go three and out real quick, burn all your timeouts, and they got the ball back at that situation, too. So after we got, you know, we didn't make any yards on the first play, we decided to, you know, to go in at halftime at that point.
Is the competition right corner open again?
Yeah, I don't know that we have competition. I mean, you know, Slay's been the starter. Rasheen has come in and sort of come out of the bullpen. It's nice to have an experienced player right there who can come in. And we played a lot of different packages. We played nickel, we played dime, we played base, you know, and mixed a lot of those different guys in there. And those guys are all important to us. You know, Rasheen, Slay, Chris Houston, Bentley, Jonte Green was up this week. You know, all those guys can play a part in what we do. Yeah, you know, we're in zone defense there, and just got to be, and particularly with Ellington, we knew when he was in the game that, you know, it was more of a pass alert. He's that speed guy that they're using in some of those roles, and we didn't have good enough vision on that play to be able to pick up that guy when they ran the wheel route. But, you know, that's a play we can certainly play better.
A couple more for Coach.
Well, no, he didn't work out before the game, but, you know, He wasn't able to play, but we were holding out. We were holding out hope. We weren't going to close the door. He was able to get out, do a few things on Friday. We'll just have to wait and see how it responds.
Did Akers tweak something after one of those first two?
Well, he got roughed on the first one, but you know, he was fine after that. I don't know how much that affected him on the kick after that. That's always a tough situation when you get roughed and then you got to come back and make the next field goal. You know, but they didn't call roughing. They called running into the kicker, which didn't give us a first down, and he had to get right back out there and go. And that's a tough situation, but I don't think there was an issue after that. He was just a little bit shaken up. He got an ankle in the game. At first, he was able to go back in. We'll just have to wait and see how it responds. But he wasn't able to finish, and that's never a great sign. They taped it up, and he tried to get back in, but he just wasn't moving well enough, and we ended up using Durham and Spurlock and a lot of those other roles.
Yeah, losing these close games kind of dead you guys last year. You're still trying to get over a hump there.
Well, we have a lot of confidence. This is one game. You know, it's a tough road game. We didn't make enough plays to win. They did. You know, I thought that, you know, last week was close in the fourth quarter too, and we made those plays in the fourth quarter. I don't think there's any doubt that we can, and as a result, I don't see any confidence problem. Our guys, you know, were ready to go. I mean, we didn't make enough plays, particularly at the end of the game. We had a couple chances on offense. We had a chance on defense. We had a chance on special teams, and you know.